Good morning, good Sarah.
Morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good
oh
morning.
My God.
Woo. I'm a little rusty today.
Yep, but we're raking you in. We're going to figure it out.
You wanted an early call time and I made it happen.
Yep.
Actually, and you made it happen.
I made it happen. And also, guys, it's dress day.
It's dress day, ladies.
Give it up for that. Last Woo-hoo! Night, I texted Sarah and was like, do you want to wear a dress tomorrow?
Yeah.
And I felt like it was in middle school sending that text because I remember in middle school that was like such a thing to have like a group chat with all your girlfriends and be like, do you want to wear like a skirt?
Yeah.
Like the Hollister skirt with me tomorrow.
Yeah.
And curl your hair.
Like coordinated days.
Yep. And all the girlies would be like, yep, I'll wear this. And you'd all send pictures. So that was my vibe last night. I was like, I just want to relive middle school. We know how much I loved middle school. So.
Yeah. It was sent into a spiral. But you know what? Made it happen.
Yep. Made it happen. Wearing our dresses.
Before we get started,
we got a cheers, brother.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers, brother.
Love it.
All Woo! Right, let's do this.
So my alarms didn't go off today. And also, I pulled an all-nighter, not last night, but the night before. So I was super sleep deprived.
Oh,
and,
shit.
I just, this morning, Christelle barged in my door. And I just hear her on the phone with someone.
It was me.
Yeah, I figured because it was on speaker or FaceTime or whatever. And I just heard Christelle being like, she's asleep right now. And then you're like, are you fucking kidding me?
I just had a gut feeling because sometimes before we film the podcast, you either don't say anything because you're so busy or you don't say anything because something's wrong. But I was like,
it's either or.
I was like, I've got a bad feeling about today for some reason.
Your Caitlin intuition. Called me and was like, just got off the phone with Christelle. And I was like, and she's like, exactly what we think, man. Because we sent our daily, you heard from Sarah yet? Nope. And then we're like, shit, man, we got to be there in 30 minutes.
But you know what?
Bro, you turned it around.
You really did. I'm proud of you.
You know what?
Tell them.
I sprung up out of bed. So quick, my eyes are still swollen shut. I can't see. And I find the first sweatshirt that I see and I'm putting it on. And then as I'm putting it on, I'm like, oh my God, it's dress day. Fuck. And then I was like, she would understand if I'm not wearing a dress.
But I didn't expect you to.
It's dress day, baby.
You gotta show up.
Go in my closet. My eyes are still not open. And I just pull something out. Put it on. I run into Christelle's room and I'm like, can you sit me up? She's like, yeah. And I was like, okay. I just like grabbed random makeup. I grabbed my razor because I'm like, my lip.
Bro, she just shaved her legs in the car as we were pulling up here. I was like, what the fuck?
I mean, what the fuck? I'm all about body hair and like whatever. But I just, you know, I don't know.
Has to make a disclaimer.
I love the whole natural thing, but it was just getting out of pocket. And so I just had to, you know, it didn't take long. I was scared that I was going to cut myself, though.
Yeah, that's why I can't believe you did that. Like, just dry shaving in the notorious driveway.
Was it dry shaving?
Oh.
I brought my makeup melting bomb and I like put it on my legs so it like melted. And then I don't fucking know.
Okay,
I just,
so your legs are smooth too.
Smooth and silky.
Oh, love that.
And then I was just in, and the irony of it all.
Oh, God.
I was so excited to boast about it.
Go for it.
I just remember pulling up to the gate. And I check my phone and Caitlin's like, I'm stuck in traffic. And I'm like, I'm here for Caitlin.
I could not believe that. I have never been stuck in dead still stop traffic on my way here. But today was the day. And then Sarah beat my ass and Jenna.
And me.
Dude, like, give it up for you.
Thanks, guys.
You beat all of us on dress day. You fucking killed it this morning.
Waking up 5 minutes before I was supposed to leave.
Yep.
Did my makeup in the car. I have no idea what I look like.
You look cute.
Yeah, you look great.
Cool.
You
thanks,
pulled it together.
Guys. Thanks, guys. You know what? Shit. I get a ton.
You do.
Wait, where were you stuck in traffic? Where was that? You sent a picture.
Right at the bottom of the hill when you get off exit 15. I don't know if that rings a bell to you, but just the very bottom of the hill to just go all the way up. And
what?
They were doing something with construction. So they were like letting one side of the road go every few minutes. And I was just sitting there like, what the fuck? So
I didn't go that way.
Where'd you go?
I don't know. I don't take the freeway here.
Oh.
So I was just cruising.
Oh, you do back roads.
Maybe?
Do you? I don't know. Who the fuck knows?
I don't know. I think I just also live closer.
You live way closer.
Yeah.
I live 30 minutes away.
Oh, yeah. I live like 20. Oh. So it was nice.
Yeah.
Because I was just cruising. I had like my playlist. I discovered so many old school bangers the other night. I was looking for music for my vlog, my birthday vlog. And then I was like trying to find, because you taught me how to do the karaoke versions
of songs. It's the biggest life hack for editing ever.
Ever.
Ugh.
And I was like looking through all these karaoke songs. I was like, what's like a good like turn up song? And I was like, Ying Yang Twins.
Oh my God.
And so I go to like Ying Yang Twins karaoke. And then, you know, like on the sidebar of YouTube, it shows all the suggestions. It was just all of these suggested old bangers. And I was like, oh my God. And I went down a rabbit hole and I was like discovering all this new shit. And I like made a playlist and I was bumping that shit today. Just
the
waking
Ying Yang
up.
Twins on the way here.
Say, ah, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh my
God. She got her hands on her knees. Yeah.
I can just imagine you like half asleep trying to get here with that blasting.
She got her hands on her knees.
My ring is ripping up my dress. What the fuck?
That's a cute dress. What is going on?
Thanks.
What is this?
This is a dress that is like really popular on TikTok right now, but it's really fucking expensive. And I'm so proud of myself because I found it online for $10.
Whoa.
$10. So I'm like, hell yeah, baby.
Is it one of those websites to kind of like rip off other shit?
Like, kind of, I think. Just totally. Some random ass website. I was like, you know what? I'll give them my $10. If it shows up, it shows up. And it fucking showed up.
Can you do a little fashion show?
Yeah, I would love to.
Get up on your feet. Show off those sandals, sweetheart.
Oh, God. You've got the Gucci sides. I'm like, can you even see me in the camera? Here we go. It's yes. 2021, everyone.
Very like, positions Ariana Grande vibes.
Yes.
Feeling amazing.
Love it.
Ready to take this off the second I get home.
It's so comfortable. I would like wear this all day.
It's really fucking cute.
Thanks.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
And show off your sandals.
Oh, they're Flex really them. Dirty and I need to get my toes done. So we're going to hide my feet right now.
Can you take off the sandal?
Sure, I can
it?
Do that. They're really dirty. I need to clean them. But these are my white Gucci, normally white Gucci sandals. They give me blisters.
Yeah. Ugh. I was going to say, Katie, one of the girls that works here, came in and she was like, oh my God, I've been wanting those. How is it? And then you said.
I was like, yeah. So I've had these shoes for a month now and I think I have permanent scars all over my feet now because of them. I just did not expect them to just rip my feet apart. But every time I wear them, I have to coat my feet in Band-Aids now because they just end up bleeding.
Mm.
And I only wear them for short periods of time unless I feel like suffocating my foot in Band-Aids.
So what does it mean when you say scars? When
like,
your feet, like blisters?
Like scabs that just look like they're not going to go away for a long time.
Got it.
Because they keep getting like reopened. So I don't know.
Love it.
Yeah.
It adds character.
It really does. It's my battle scars.
Speaking of scars, I've had this scar on my leg for... Ew. Sorry. I don't know how that happens. I've had this scar on my leg since my birthday last year.
Oh?
Do you see this? This long ass...
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a tiger.
How did you
my leg.
Do that?
It was my birthday last year. And I was dancing really hard at my ex's house and I fell into his couch. And you know, like on the sides of the couch where you pull it out to,
yeah,
you know, extend your legs.
Yes.
Recline.
Like a lazy boy
extend.
Chair.
Yeah. There was like this little lever, but it was metal and sharp.
Oh,
and it
shit, dude.
Ripped my leg up. And I've been putting Neosporin on it constantly and it won't go away.
Damn.
But it's kind of sick. It's like really long. It like goes up my whole thigh. So I'm like, maybe I should just get it tatted.
Tatted?
Yeah.
Just a black line. Yeah. For no reason.
Or I could put like a tiger on my thigh and then make it like there's a claw and he's like.
You make it so dramatic for like a scar that not really anyone can see.
You can't even really see it anymore. It's pretty vague.
I have a scar on my leg somewhere.
Scar hall.
Oh, I know. Like, what are we even doing right now? I don't fucking know. But I have this right here. And I got it because I have this really large suitcase that I need to get rid of. Like, it is so broken, and but I'm just still taking it all over the fucking world. Mm-hmm. And there's this really sharp part of it that's, like, sticking out that I should cut off or something.
Can you?
I really should. I should try at least.
Figure it out.
I think I would need, like, pliers or something, but I don't know. It's really sharp, and it ripped my leg open when I was on an escalator, and I was, like, trying to put the suitcase in front of me on the escalator at the airport, and it, like, tore up my leg. I was gushing blood for so long.
At the airport?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? So I was, like, using my leggings to, like, oh, it was a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was so bad, and now I just have this scar that won't go away.
What did you do?
Just really nothing. I just applied pressure and my leggings just soaked up the blood. I didn't really have many options right then.
Wrapping shit around your leg.
Yeah. So gross.
Oh my God, man.
I know.
Well,
I don't
like
know if
I said,
other fun scars.
It adds character.
It does.
Did you know that I had cancer as a baby?
What?
You see the scar right here on my cheek?
Yeah.
On this side or this side?
It's that side?
Yeah. I had like cancer as a baby. It was
what?
I think it was like a cancerous mole or some shit. And they had to snip it off. So that's why I have this scar.
Oh my God.
Makes me feel really badass.
Wait. Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I have a scar right here. I don't, like, what are we doing? I don't fucking know.
Scar
this is, this sounds like a conversation that me and you would have, scar like,
hall.
In private. And we're like, let's just, like, show everyone this for no reason.
Hey, it's the pod. Anything goes. Anything goes.
I was just going to show you my scar I got as a baby when I was born. I had show something me. That also had to be removed from my neck. Where the fuck is it? I'm like, what's
I always
my
forget which side my
oh,
shit's
on. Oh, it's over
on.
Here. It's like this strange little lump over here.
Lump.
But me and my brother both had something in our necks that we had to get removed. Right
in
when
your
we were
necks?
Born. Yeah. I don't know. Definitely something deadly, I was told.
Yeah.
But it's gone. So that's all that matters. But now I got this scar.
Was it a mole? But you don't know.
I genuinely don't know.
I love your earrings.
Thank you.
Where are we today?
What is this conversation? Like, do we need assistance?
Every single time I'm just talking to you, I just notice like a new thing. Okay, let's get on track. Our ADHD is getting out of control right now.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's terrible. It's also so early for us.
I know.
So we're just like waking up. We have the giggles.
Yeah, you guys are waking up with us. I'm sure you're not, but whatever.
I think maybe I'm just waking up and you're just like, okay.
I'm like, I actually got up really early today.
Yeah. Wait, God. What time?
9.
Oh.
That's early for me.
Yeah. I was going to say, when was the last time you did that?
Not for a while.
Good for you.
Thanks.
I need to get on that.
Yeah. All right. Anyways.
So Ariana Grande
just got married.
Wow.
Found that out as we got here. What the fuck, dude?
You just got married?
Me? Did I just say that? Oh. Oh, I get it. It's a joke. I was like, wait, did I accidentally say I got married? Yes, the rumors are true. I just got married. Oh my God, no.
You're like, wait.
I'm like, wait,
did I?
Huh? Did I do that drunk the other night?
The Toby whatever concert.
Toby Keith concert.
Toby Keith concert.
God, we'll get into that. But yeah, I can't believe Ariana Grande just married her quarantine boyfriend.
Crush.
I'm like, what the crush. Fuck? I don't even understand. I'm so happy for her. Like, I can't believe she finally has her person, but I'm still just like.
We know nothing about him.
We know nothing about him.
Let us into his life.
Yeah, I don't even know what his voice sounds like. Hello? Can he
come
on the
cute.
Podcast? He's adorable.
He's adorable.
But he also looks like Pete Davidson, kind of.
He looks like a, yeah, like the real estate version.
Yeah.
You know?
The real estate version.
If Pete Davidson was a real estate agent and like had his shit Pete has his shit together. I'm just kidding. He's doing better than me. He's awesome. I'm just kidding.
I know what you mean. If Pete
the
Davidson
aesthetic.
Had like a very normal job.
Right.
There we go.
Yes.
There we go.
But I also feel like Ariana Grande needs that normalcy in her life.
So badly.
Because like there can't be two stars. Yeah. Not saying that he's not a star. He's a star.
We're
in
sure
the
he is.
He's a star in the real estate world, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that sold her the house, right?
I just want to know how that first interaction with them was.
Ugh.
Like, that's straight out of, like, a Wattpad fan fiction. You're, like, rich as fuck going to buy a new house. You, like, are doing the Debbie Ryan smile and you're walking into this house that you think you're going to buy. Yeah. There's a cute little real estate boy. You marry him a year later. What the fuck?
That is some Harry Styles fanfic.
It really is.
That is so cute.
Oh,
that's
my
so
God.
Cute.
I love that for her.
That is just adorable.
And now they're just bopping around in the house that he sold her.
I wonder, I like want to know what the interaction was to the point where they needed to go on a second date.
Yeah.
After showing her the house.
Like, how did he just be like, Ariana Grande, I know I'm selling you this house, but can I take you on a date?
I know you're the biggest pop star in the entire world right now.
But give me a chance. Like, how did that happen?
I know that you're still healing from all your shit. And that you're going through a lot. But, like, I can help you. I
would
love you.
Would you like to get married together in a year?
Would you like to quarantine together right now?
There's about to be a pandemic. Would you like to sleep together for the whole thing?
He's a psychic. He just knows. There's about to be a pandemic. Let's
hold my hand.
Hold my hand. Hold me tight in the night. Rock me to sleep.
Oh, rock me, mama. I just don't get it. But, like, good for her.
I'm so happy for her.
Yeah.
This is all she wanted, I think.
It is all she wanted.
I wonder if she's going to, like, have a baby soon because her bestie, Victoria Monet, just had a baby.
If Ariana Grande gets fucking pregnant, I swear to God, I do not know what I would do.
I'm waiting for that announcement. I feel like it's going to come soon. My psychic.
I don't know. Does she want kids? I'm like trying to.
Yes.
She definitely does. But
oh my God, she talks about it all the time. She like wants all of her and her friends to have kids at the same time.
Oh my God. I just, that's not even something that like I let my brain go to because I cannot handle it if she has a child anytime soon. Like I can't do that. I will not let it happen. Like I just can't handle that.
You can't handle it in a good way?
In a great way. Like that would be amazing. Go off. Please have
go
kids.
Off.
But like
when she gets pregnant, your comment, go off.
Have that kid.
You're on Instagram comment. Go off.
I wasn't ready for this, but go off, I guess.
You pull the Amelia slay.
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 Oh my God.
Oh my God. I feel like it's coming though, because Victoria Monet just had a baby, and I feel like Ariana Grande is like, you know, I went through the whole pop star shit.
Yeah.
I want to settle down. I feel like she wants to have a family.
I know. I can't accept that because I'm like, I'd like to go to a tour next year.
Oh, true.
Oh, like really badly, but.
Baby can come on tour.
I know.
Do a little dance on stage.
Can you imagine? Just, I can't imagine her holding like a newborn. Like, imagine like the picture she posts on Instagram. That's going to be the most liked picture in history. I can't do it.
And their kid is going to be so cute. Wow,
damn,
yeah.
Dude.
We start crying. Wow.
I'm like, I need a second, guys.
That's going to be a cute-ass baby.
It's going to be the most gorgeous baby in the world. Wow.
Such a cute baby. I feel like I want to say this, but it's just so fucking... I am just so bewildered at the fact that... This is so random and not...
Okay.
That MGK and Megan Fox are dating. I was stalking them last night.
And I was like, this is incredible.
Is incredible. So random. Really happy for her because she was in this like boring ass marriage for like 10 years. Did you even know that about her?
No.
She was in this boring ass marriage.
With who?
Brian Austin Green?
Yes.
Oh God.
What is he?
He was on Beverly Hills 90210. And many other things, but that's what he is most known
boring.
For. But they were married for 10 years.
10 years they have.
I did not know that.
They have 3 kids together, I think.
Oh my gosh.
And
oh wow.
Apparently, allegedly.
3 children together.
Yep,
Megan
3
Fox
kids.
Megan Fox is a mother of 3.
Yes.
I know. I didn't know that at all.
Right?
God.
And I, for some reason, was reading up about all of this last night. And I guess, allegedly, he was, like, super controlling and pretty manipulative and, like, made her feel, like, really insecure about her career because she was, like, the it girl, remember?
Yeah.
In the 2000s? And, like, he just didn't want her to, like...
He wanted her all to himself?
Yeah. And
ew.
So, I... But this is alleged. I don't fucking know. Don't sue me.
Don't sue me.
Yeah. And then she divorced him in 2019, like during Christmas time, and then flew for this movie set and MGK was doing the same movie with Megan.
Wow.
And then they like fell in love during the table reads and shit.
That's amazing.
But then I was thinking, I watched this like psychic prediction about their relationship.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I was going to ask if you've seen all the stuff about Megan Fox being a psychic.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There's like a whole thing now on TikTok with like, I mean, there's many videos of like her saying different things about astrology and about just different like spiritual things in general. But then there was, I guess, someone at an MGK show who was, who also has some sort of ability, who was trying to like channel her and like really believes that she did. And that then like Megan Fox posted an Instagram story of that girl being like, I see you. And like all these really weird either coincidences or not, but like there's lots of speculation over.
I've never heard that.
Because wasn't the girl on TikTok saying that she was like filming Megan at the show or something. And she was like, I'm going to try to like pick up a signal and see if she can like read my energy.
She said she was trying to like communicate with her through something telepathic.
Yeah. And then Megan like looked over at her and then Megan started recording that girl specifically and posted it on Megan's story or something and said, I see you to that
girl.
There's
like a TikTok of someone explaining it. It's like crazy. And I saw a whole Twitter thread about it.
She's super spiritual and like intuitive and like she's fucking, it's crazy. But yeah, I just really hope it works out for them. They're both Tauruses and MGK is kind of messy, but I like hope that he like really gets his shit together, because I was thinking tour's about to start, because they started dating during quarantine when the world was still closed. And tour's about to start for him. And fucking Jaden is opening up for him, which is nuts.
Really?
Yeah. Which is crazy. And I'm just like, I'm really curious to see what goes down while he's like on tour. Because she can't like go on tour with him every single night because she has 3 kids. So I'm like, how is this going to?
Yeah.
He has a kid too.
Yeah, he does.
From the past.
I'm so out of the loop with that.
It's so interesting. I was too. And then I was just like,
I'm going to figure this out.
Yeah, I'm going to figure this out.
Here's something I'm missing.
And then after that, I went down this entire rabbit hole of Maude's son dating Avril Lavigne. I didn't know they were actually dating in real life because they have that song together, which is so good.
I don't even.
I still burn for you.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's so good. And the fact that Avril is on it made his entire life, and
oh my God,
that song is just like going up. Like Monson is killing it. He went on Jimmy Kimmel and he was like crying on Instagram, and it was just so sweet. And then I was, because like MGK is best friends with Monson, so I like clicked on Monson, and then I was like, oh my God, he's dating Avril now. That's a dream come true.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what that's like. They have like cute ass little videos of them like skateboarding and like holding hands.
What? Oh my God. Like, what a upgrade for him. Like, good for him. Go off, Monson.
I just like, yeah, I feel bad for his exes.
He's now dating Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne, the icon.
Wow.
Like, he's living life. And he was just on Jimmy Kimmel with Avril performing with her. And it was so fucking cute.
How did I miss this?
They like kissed at the end and he was like crying. It was just. And apparently, did his dad pass away?
I believe so.
His dad used to take him to Jimmy Kimmel when he was little. And like they would like sit in the audience and stuff. And he was telling his dad every single time that they would like see Jimmy Kimmel live, like, I'm going to be on that stage one day. And the fact that he got to do that and he was like, it's all because my dad in heaven.
He's
like, I know that this was my dad. And I was like, Monson, you're so sweet.
Oh,
he really deserves
so
that.
Emotional.
Yeah.
I can't.
So cute.
Not to get into conspiracy theories again, but where do you guys stand on the Avril Lavigne conspiracy theory? Do you know
bitch,
that?
I don't know what this is either. I feel so bad.
The Avril Lavigne replacement conspiracy theory is a conspiracy theory and urban legend stating that Canadian pop punk musician Avril Lavigne died in 2003.
Oh, for the love of God.
And was replaced by a body double named Melissa Vandella. And the theory is that Melissa has taken over as Avril Lavigne and that the actual Avril Lavigne does not exist.
They like put up these pictures of Avril when she was a fucking teenager to her now. God. And then they just like really overanalyze their facial features. And they're like, that's not Avril. This isn't Avril. It's like, it's called aging.
Okay.
And
but
growing
also,
up
if
or
you
plastic
saw
surgery
what
or whatever.
I looked like in the morning every day compared to now, you'd also think that I had a fucking body double. Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Oh my God.
Example A. Who is this?
The body double. Yes.
Exactly.
What?
I know. And I feel so bad for Avril because she has been dealing with this shit for years. Like, people
literally
constantly.
Years. This says that it's traced back to a 2011 Brazilian yep. blog entitled Avril Está Morta, which is titled Avril is Dead.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh.
That was in 2011, but they say it could have gone back to even 2005. After her Let Go album, basically the idea, the theory is that she died after the Let Go album in 2002 came out. So basically it's been going on for decades and this poor girl is just trying to live her life. But it kind of all went away. But now she has this comeback and no one, like, I haven't seen anyone talking about it. So I just thought of it. And was
I
like,
hope not. I can't imagine like people coming up to me every day being like, Melissa.
Yeah, right.
What an identity crisis I would have right? if that was me. I can't even imagine like the mental battle of waking up every day and being like, people don't even think I'm me. How do you just wake up every day and be yourself if no one believes you? No one believes you're you. Like, that's not Sarah. That's not Sarah.
I would be like, am I me?
I'd be like, no, you're literally Who not. You died a long time ago, but this is someone else. Like, what the fuck?
Oh my God, how fucking weird.
That's so messed up.
And she gets it, or she, I don't know if she still does, but she used to get it every day. Like, every single time she would post on Instagram, all her comments were like, stop, Melissa. We know it's you, Melissa. Like, and she's so just bad. Trying to post an Insta pic
of herself, Avril.
And then she went on like a 5-year hiatus. So she hadn't put music out for 5 years. And I think that like Mod Sun really helped her out with like stepping back into the music industry and like feeling comfortable again by their collab. And she's like putting out, I think, an album this year.
I hope.
And she's like still her same rocker chick. It's her same voice. Yeah. Like, it's literally her singing. I don't get why people are so fucking weird. It just really pisses me off because I'm like, Avril is an angel. And yeah. all she wants to do is just be this punk rock girly.
And she's still exactly, like, her makeup is still
the
dark
same.
Black.
Oh,
that's so funny. I love that.
I love that.
She dresses the same. Like, she, oh my God. Her and Mod Sun. When I saw that they were actually dating in real life, I'm like, what a dream come true.
Yeah.
This is like exactly because she was dating or she was married to
Chad Kroeger.
Nickelback.
Right? Yeah. Chad Kroeger.
From Nickelback. And I found that out last night too. I was like,
I was going to say, is this something that I'm expected to know too? Because somehow I don't know that either. But you found out all this shit last night.
I didn't know that she was married to Nickelback. And I was like, of course that didn't work out.
Yeah. Why would Nickelback and Avril Lavigne work out? And why was that a thing in the first place? Does anyone fucking know?
I was going to say it's like the complete opposites on the spectrum. But then I really thought about it. And I was like, Nickelback's like kind of rock. Because we all just want to be big rock stars and live in it. It's like, they're pretty rock.
Yeah. But
look
like,
at this. That's not.
No, look at this.
Photograph. That's not really rock. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I was like, I can't. They didn't work out. But they were married for a while.
How long? I look at
I don't
you
know off the top of my head, off the
How
top
long?
Of your head.
How
I do
long,
know
Jenna?
Lots of Avril Lavigne facts, but not that.
You're like, in fact, they were married
I've heard
on.
Her be asked in an interview, like, so what do you say to people who don't think you're alive? And she literally, like, she was like, yeah, that's such an interesting thing that's a phenomenon because, like, I'm me, but the way she says it sounds suspicious.
That's what everyone's like. She's never flat out said no. And I'm like, because she's probably like, this is so ridiculous.
What else would you say, though, if you were asked that?
Yeah.
It's obviously know. Such a ridiculous thing. Like, obviously, you're going to be like weird about it when you answer it.
Avril Lavigne and Chad Kroeger became engaged in August 2012 after just 1 month of dating.
Wow.
Okay.
Kroeger popped the question with a memorably large ring, although Avril and Chad were married for 2 years. They remain good friends. So 2 years of marriage for dating for a month before getting engaged is
pretty solid.
I mean, it's more than Kim Kardashian can say with what's-his-face, Chris Humphries.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, there was like 72-day wedding or something. Yeah.
I wonder if she'll end up getting married again to someone else. I wonder if she's like done.
Kim? Avril or yeah. Kim?
Kim.
I feel like Kim's going to go through her little like single phase yeah. for a minute. I feel like she just needs to be free.
I just don't even know who I could see her dating next.
Because she's, you know, at the fucking top yeah. of the world.
But how many kids does she have? Like, can you really be like, yeah, I'm just going to be fun single Kim Kardashian when you have like 7 kids now?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know how many there are.
She has like 5, I think. I think that like the only person I could see her with someone like a lawyer or something because she's doing 4. Law.
Yeah.
Like someone who's not super famous, but like pretty well known and, you know, yeah. like the higher up. Lawyer community.
Lawyer community. I'm like trying to think of random A-list single random celebrity men.
I'm trying to
I'm like, is Usher married? Usher.
Just Usher and Kim Kardashian.
Tomorrow we wake up to the headline. Usher and Kim K.
Dude, I've been manifesting some weird shit lately. Like he's
Usher
having.
It says in August of 2020, Usher was expecting a child. But he was already the father of 2 children. I think he's got enough on his plate.
Okay, so yeah. Usher's busy. These so Kim Kardashian and
Usher's busy.
Usher's unfortunately not shit. Happening anytime soon.
Usher's got some shit to figure out in his personal life. So that's not happening.
Who else is there?
Also, J-Lo. Did you hear about your girl?
No. What is she doing?
You know how she got a divorce with A-Rod?
Oh, yes. Oh, fully aware on all of this with Ben.
Yep.
Oh my God.
The fuck?
Amazing.
Amazing.
It's so funny. What the fuck is going on? She's just like all over the world with him all of a sudden. Like, hello?
Literally right after her. I don't even know if they're actually divorced yet. I think they just filed for, or maybe they're actually divorced.
I've been reading. Do you follow that one? Like, you probably don't. That celebrity gossip page, like Demois.
TikTok room?
No. It's the celebrity version of that. But it's so addicting. It's like this Instagram page where you have to like request to follow it, but they don't post things like on their feed. It's only their stories. So every day people go in and they submit like, oh, just spotted this celebrity here, just did this. And it's like an email submission form where like whoever runs the account like posts screenshots of like the emails that get sent in. And it's all these rumors of celebrities being like, I'm an assistant for X, Y, and Z. I heard this. This, and this, and people like send it in, and then people like comment on that. And people, it's just like this crazy ass thing that's like 90% accurate. A lot of things that people send in always end up being true. It's so weird, but I am obsessed with it. But that's how I found out about J-Lo and Ben, because people were submitting things for like weeks now being like, I just saw them together. Like, I don't know if anyone else has spotted them. No one's gonna fucking believe me, but just wait, like it's going to come out. And then boom. And then the next day I check the Instagram page and everyone's like, oh my God, it is true.
Oh my God.
And something new happens every day. And just people have these crazy details on it. Like she just did some award show or performance and she sang this song that I guess she has refused to sing for 20 years because it's about Ben.
Oh shit.
It's called, can you figure out what that song is called? But
Let's Get Loud?
No, thank God she sings that all the time.
On the floor?
I wish. No, she is always doing that.
Is it literally called Dear Ben? I just searched, it just said Jennifer Lopez, Dear Ben.
No.
What should I search?
Just Jennifer Lopez song about
is
Ben.
Is this song proof that Bennifer really are back
Bennifer!
Then?
I love that.
But
Bennifer.
Bennifer.
It's incredible.
Bennifer. What an iconic name. They have to be together.
Oh, they are. But
that's just too
So
perfect.
She just sang this song, I guess, allegedly. I haven't seen a video or anything, but this is what it said on the celebrity gossip page and everyone was freaking out about it. I guess she just sang this song about
I'm
Ben.
I'm glad.
I'm glad. She just sang that song. For the first time ever, like coincidentally, on a day that they were spotted together and he was at the award show and everything. Mm. And someone who worked there was like, we had to keep them so private and all this shit. And she randomly sang that song for the first time ever that's about him.
Mm.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it says J-Lo has never ever used or sung that song because it was one of the songs she'd written about Ben Affleck or for Ben Affleck. It was an ode to Ben Affleck. Since 2003, she ignored the existence of the entire song. One of her main choreographers said that they always mention the song and recommend that she add it to her set list, and she always refuses.
But
and
she
so,
just did it.
Yeah, so she did it for the first time since its release 17 years ago.
No fucking way, dude.
Yeah.
How crazy.
Good for her.
Like, what the fuck?
Do you remember when they were together?
No. Nope. I was probably like...
I was not born yet.
Two? Was I alive yet? I could not tell you.
I could not think straight. But I just remember like them being the it couple in the 90s and early 2000s. And the fact that they're back together...
She sang that song? Like, that's fucking crazy.
Wow. That's awesome.
I want to know what that's like.
I hope that it lasts.
Just back together with someone after, like, 20 years, just being like, let's do this again.
I wonder if they were both thinking about each other a lot in the back of their heads.
Probably.
Someone said last time it was Bennifer, so this time it's Jenjamin.
Jenjamin! That's cool,
loving
too.
Loving Jenjamin.
Jenjamin? Oh my God.
And the woman that Ben was dating until recently was spotted on celebrity dating site Raya.
Wait, say that again?
He was dating an actress, Ana de Armas. I don't know who that is, but she was spotted on Raya, like the dating app. So pretty juicy.
Oh, wow. I'm sure once Ben saw that J-Lo was like getting a divorce with A-Rod, he just...
Yep. Bye, girl. See you later.
I really hope that works out.
I know.
And I hope that MGK and Megan Fox works out.
I hope everyone works out.
I hope. And Avril and Maude. I wow. really hope.
What a romantic episode today, guys.
I know. Just so full of love. For what reason? I don't know.
Just so many, like all of these fucking cool couples. It's just so overwhelming. And fucking... Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. That
I love that.
My mind.
I love that. I really do.
I honestly, like, I love Blink 182. I still do. Mm-hmm. That rhymed. Ooh. And I was like, I don't think I've ever heard Travis Barker talk. I don't know, like, what he sounds like because I saw that he was dating Kourtney now. So I was like, I'm going to look at an interview. Watched hours of Travis Barker interviews. And he's delightful.
Delightful. That's just not what I was expecting you to say.
Because, like, you look at him.
Delightful.
You look at him and you think he's, like, a hard-ass, yeah. like, scary guy. Because he's always just, like,
yep.
at the cameras. He's a delight.
He's a peach. He's just so peachy.
He is a peach and a half. Like, he is so sweet and caring and kind. And I was like, this really works. And he's, like, the same age as Kourtney. And I'm just like, yes, I feel like... These, like, Kourtney and Megan, they just need to feel something.
Do they go on double dates? Is that a thing?
Yes.
Oh, even better.
There's pictures of them, and Avril and Maude was on a triple date with them. I'm like,
wait,
yes,
really?
Yes.
Wait, what the fuck?
I know.
I want to go.
I know. I was researching.
You guys
all
are
of
the
this.
Extra couple.
Just me and you
on the side.
We're like, we'll hold hands just to like be with hands. You guys. Is that okay with everyone else?
Danny and Invitus were just in the background.
Hey, we are fun. Can we please tag along?
We're just like laughing to their jokes in the background.
They're like, do you guys hear anything?
That was funny, Maude.
Like, good one, Avril.
Glad to see you're still kicking, alive and well.
Good one, Melissa. Melissa. Just kidding. We're
you
cool.
know me, prankster.
Yeah.
We're
I'm
friends.
On your side, girly.
Oh my God. But yeah, they like all hang out. It's nuts. It's so cool. I'm so happy for all of them. I just hope it works out.
I feel so left out. Like, why can't they invite anyone else? Like, I would like to go. Take this personally.
The FOMO is
seems
insane.
Like you guys are having a lot of fun.
My blood is boiling. I want to be there.
So bad.
Oh,
God.
So now that we got that off of our chest and hearts.
Yes. First off, I have to pee really fucking bad.
I kind of do, too.
Okay. I honestly kind of do, too.
Okay. Love that. All right, before we get into today's episode, we want to thank our sponsors. Starting off with ShipStation, yay! Our baby. We love her.
Love her.
So you started your own online store over the past year, huh?
I did.
I know you did. You're doing what you love, selling products people want, and orders are coming in fast. Now the hard part, shipping those products out. Mm. Luckily, ShipStation makes it easy. With ShipStation, it's simple to import, manage, and ship your orders out fast for a lot less money. It's no wonder ShipStation is the number one shipping software for e-commerce sellers with more 5-star reviews than anyone else.
That is right, Caitlin. And guess what?
What?
No matter where you're selling, it could be Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation funnels all of your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. I sell a lot of my clothes on Depop, and it got very expensive very fast. So I ended up finding ShipStation last year, and it saved my life, and I've had a subscription to them ever since.
There you go.
And I don't know how people do any online store type businesses without this. It's truly a game changer, and everyone freaking needs ShipStation.
Yep. I love that.
So you guys can ship more in less time by using our offer code CHEERS to get a 60-day free trial of ShipStation. That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in CHEERS. Once again, that's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code CHEERS. Yeah. You know what, guys? Let's make ship happen.
Let's make ship happen. Woo!
All right, next we want to talk about ritual.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it comes to something we take every day. Mm-hmm. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms your body can actually use. What you won't find in Ritual: sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, and artificial colorants. They have a fresh taste and delayed-release capsule design that makes taking your vitamins easy.
So I've been taking Ritual, and I really need to get my vitamins in check. I need to make sure that I was getting all of my, you know, daily nutrients that my body needs. And Ritual just made it so easy for me because it's just all in the capsules itself. You don't have to take like 20 pills every day.
Oh, and that's obnoxious.
Basically everything you need in those two little pills, and I just take it every day. They taste really good.
Love that.
I also like that there's like a little bit of flavor in the vitamins. There's like a sweet little minty aftertaste. I don't know if they like put something in the bottle to make it just smell like mint, or if they do put, I don't fucking know, but it tastes good.
I love that. Anything to make vitamins more fun.
Exactly. And enjoyable. And they're kind of, and they're easy to swallow. It's not too much.
Doesn't get stuck in your throat.
Yeah. They're very compact.
Ritual is the multivitamin reimagined. A multivitamin should contain key nutrients and forms your body can actually use to help fill gaps in the diet. And their delayed release capsule designs delivers high quality nutrients, including vitamin D3 in just 2 daily pills.
Love D3.
Huge fan.
I actually am. Oh, I love D3. Get your key nutrients without the BS.
Mm.
Ritual is offering my listeners, our listeners.
Our listeners together.
It's not just me.
It's not about you.
Can I do that again?
No, that was
it's not about
though.
You, Sarah.
That was funny, Fuck. Though.
I don't care. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/cheersbro to start your ritual today. Yeah!
Woo!
And let's get back into the episode.
Here we go.
We're back.
All right.
From our pee break.
I had to tinkle, so.
And tinkle, tinkle.
Tinkle, I
tinkle,
did.
Tinkle, little star, baby.
That's me.
That's you.
Oh, God.
That could be a cool stripper name. Tinkle.
Tinkle. You know, maybe I'll become one someday.
I'm going to call you that
name. That could, oh, Tinkle? You're going to call me
I'm
that?
I'm going to call you that when you're drunk. That could be your alter ego.
Instead of Miranda.
Yeah, that doesn't. I mean, Miranda fits, too.
Yeah.
Either Miranda. I feel like Tinkle could be, like, blacked out Caitlyn.
Sounds good to me.
Tinkle.
Tinkle it is. Fuck my life.
Tinkle, tinkle, little star. So during the pee break, we remembered that we told y'all we were going to do a psychedelics episode.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time this week. We went on a little tangent about rock stars dating.
Yeah.
And pop stars. It all started with Ariana Grande. That really like took us somewhere.
Just into love.
Just into love and lust.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
So psychedelics episode will be next week. We promise.
Absolutely promise. Like, it's going to happen.
And we will start it off at the beginning so we don't go on a tangent.
Yep.
Because we just want to have like a full episode for that so you guys can like hear the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just wait. Keep It'll you guys on your toes. It. You guys are probably
for
so
4 weeks.
Pissed. Yeah, for
like,
4 weeks.
Fuck, sorry about that.
We just keep forgetting to do it. And also, this podcast kind of turned into a drug podcast.
Yeah, so
we've been talking about drugs a lot.
We're taking a break from drugs.
Yeah. And also, I want to say really quick, people were like, Sarah, you were so mean about Uncle Kyle in the last podcast when I was talking about Katie's uncle, like, hanging out with us. I want y'all to know that me and Uncle Kyle go way back, and I fucking love him, and he's always welcome to hang out with us.
I thought you made that clear, no?
I thought I did, too. I fucking love him because Katie FaceTimed me, and she's like, I was reading the comments, and, like, so many people were saying that you were being mean to Uncle Kyle, and then she's like, I'm sorry if, like, he...
What?
And I was like, oh, my God, no, I love him. Like, seriously, he's my best friend. But I just wanted to make that clear. Me and Uncle Kyle's relationship is beautiful. I think it was when I was kind of like making fun of the fact that he kept using old movie references to like relate to us. But every single time he would do that, I would fist bump him and be like, it's all good. I don't know your references. You don't know mine. It's okay.
And that's what makes us work.
That's just what makes it work. I love him. But anyway, so.
All right.
Psychedelic episode next week. And you had a really fun weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't, so I'm just gonna
I don't know what happened. I feel like for so long I've just been like, yep, every week is boring. I just edit every day. But I had a fantastic last week for the most part. I hit 400K subscribers. Woo! Finally.
Yay!
Holy shit.
Congratulations.
That was amazing.
That's huge.
Yeah, that was a great day. And that day I got a text from Jenna. Basically, somehow I don't even know how to explain this. Like, you just randomly...
Yeah, basically, a brand reached out to me that they just wanted influencers to go to this event. And it was last minute. The girl who's a client who canceled, there was 24 hours until the event. And so I texted Sarah and Caitlin to be like, hey, this could be kind of a funny like thing to talk about on the podcast. And Sarah also had a video she had to turn in over the weekend, so she couldn't go. So then I was like, Caitlin, like, literally no one else is going to take these if you just want them. And she was like, yep, done. I'm so there. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. And where everyone else was kind of like, why would I want to go to a Toby? And I was like, okay, I'm just... So Caitlin was like, yes, I'll go see Toby Keith. And I was like, great. And then I knew nothing else of the situation. Like, I was just like, okay, have fun. And then, like, hours later, just see Caitlin having the time of her life. And I was like, then I'm like, wait, why didn't I just take those? Like, this is so fun. I want to be there. What
I
the
wish you went so badly, dude. I had, like, an embarrassing amount of fun there. I'm so mad that you had a video to do, too. Like, I just can't believe that we both don't get to sit together and talk about this. Like...
Bro, next time.
It was so much fun because this also happened like right after I hit 400K too. Ugh. Like Jenna just texted me that and I was like, bro, what the fuck? I'm going to celebrate this weekend at a Toby Keith concert, I guess.
What's a popular song that he has?
Red Solo Cup.
Red Solo. Yep.
Oh, all right. Yep. And the best part is I've already been to a Toby Keith concert.
Oh, period.
Last minute and blacked out like so many years ago.
Okay.
And it was a great time. I went with all my cousins. So, yeah, when
all
I got that
cousins
text,
going to Toby Keith.
Oh, the most like summer country
on.
Concert ever.
All the cousins.
The last thing I heard from Caitlin, I lied before I didn't hear from her the rest of the night, was when I connected her to the girl at the brand so they could meet up. And Caitlin was like, okay, yeah, I'm the one in the go-go boots. You can't miss me. And I was like, oh God, this is going to be fun. Like, I have no part in this. But they had to meet up at like a restaurant or something to give Caitlin like her passes and stuff. And she was like, yep, I'm in the go-go boots. Can't miss me. I'm like,
you
go-go boots, coat, Toby Keith. Like, I'm just trying to put all of this together.
Go-go boots
to Toby Keith.
Dude, love it.
I haven't had, like, a fun, ridiculous outfit concert moment in so long that I was like, what am I going to wear? What am I going to wear that's so obnoxious for no reason?
And you don't want to do, like, the typical cowboy
boot
thing.
No.
You want to stand out.
I do. I wanted to turn some older men's heads.
Totally.
For no reason. And then be like, fuck off unless you want to buy me a drink.
You just want the attention.
I wanted attention so bad that day. I wanted literally everyone to look at me. And I made sure that happened. But yeah, I had this like cute little blue and pink bandana print type dress. So I was like, that's country.
Cool.
Right? That'll be my little country.
Cool.
And then I'm going to put on go-go boots.
Okay, cool.
But... Yeah,
go-go boots. Just to throw people off.
Just to be like, ah, you think I'm going to wear cowboy boots, but
look down.
But,
nope.
Go-go.
Go-go. So let's go-go. And all my cousins.
Oh, my God. Dude, it was so funny. So, yeah, I met the girl at the restaurant, and I was texting her, and I was like, I don't know who this woman is. I don't think I even know her name. I was expecting some, like, older, like, professional woman because this was at, like, a casino in Coachella Valley. So, haven't been to Coachella, obviously, in 2 years. So, just the whole drive and everything was so ridiculous. Mm. It was 2 miles away from where Coachella is held to. Mm. So, I was like, what the fuck is going on? But, yeah, I just did not know what to expect in the slightest, but I'm waiting at the restaurant for this girl to come out. And this gorgeous blonde girl just comes like jumping up to me. And she looks so much like Jenna. It's so ridiculous. Like, really? I was like, what? Is this like her cousin or some shit?
Your cousin.
Cousin.
My cousin. All Toby the cousins. Keith. Toby Keith.
All the cousins are going to Toby Keith.
But she just comes up and she just gives me and my friends Jake and Raffy the wristbands. And she's like, come on into the restaurant. We get like these $200 vouchers.
Wow.
I'm slamming drinks and shots. I'm eating some chicken.
Cool. Cool. What kind of chicken?
It was like breaded white chicken.
Okay.
Yeah, I got some fried cheese curds.
It's like fried.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was great. And then after I had a drink, cheese I started talking curds. To all the other girls at the table. There was it was a large table and like two other girls were influencers.
At the casino?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the casino was right next to the concert. Like you could walk to it.
Got it.
So it was just a fun little outdoor event. So yeah, we got drunk at the restaurant and then she was like, are you guys ready to go? And I was like, yeah. And she was like making it seem like we all had to go at the same time. But I was like, I don't understand that. Like we can all just like walk. But then I got up, I slammed my drink down. And then yep, I went outside and we had this parade of like golf carts waiting for us because we had VIP passes.
Cool.
And I was like, what the fuck, man? So then I'm drunk on a golf cart getting like shuttled to the fucking VIP section of Toby Keith.
Cool.
For no reason. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then we just had this bar to ourselves. We had this van.
To yourself?
Yes. There was like no one in the VIP section other than us. It made no fucking sense. I don't know why I was there.
What was the company?
Joby?
I don't think they had anything to do with that, though.
I don't think it. I think basically, like, this event gave Joby Fashion, I think it is. They're, like, bikinis.
Yes.
Oh, shout out to her. Yeah, Joby Fashion, women's swimwear. Shout out.
Cool.
Yeah, what I'm assuming is, I don't know, like, the story, but what I'm assuming is this event, like, gave this brand tickets, and, you know, you work with influencers if there's anyone who wants to go. And then they just like reached out to who they work with, which one of them was my client who wasn't able to go. So Caitlin, it was like literally just like convenient, like 24 hours beforehand, Caitlin could go and really wanted to.
Impulsive decisions.
And then also with Rafi too, because Caitlin was going to bring Jake. And then I think like an hour before
Caitlin
was supposed to leave, she's like, what are the chances? Maybe they have one more ticket for Rafi. And I was just like, I'm sure it's fine. So I asked and it was. So.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. We were so late because Jake was dealing with something that morning and like I could not rush him because he was just going through shit. But then it got to a point where I was like, fuck, we are like, I thought that we had to meet this girl at the restaurant on like the minute to get the tickets. And I was like, we are so fucking late. Like, I don't know if we're even going to make it. But then Jake finally left his house. And the time that he was leaving his house, we were going to make it like maybe 10 minutes before we had to meet her, which like wasn't enough time already. Like we had to go to the hotel room because they had that for us too to like get ready and everything. But then while Jake was about to merge onto the highway, I was like, wait, pull over. He was like, what? And I was like, just pull over. And I was like, I need to text Jenna really, really fast. And I texted Jenna because my friend Raffy had FaceTimed me that morning. And like Jake and Raffy were both like down bad this week. And I had Jake like coming to do something fun. And Raffy had called me that morning and was like, hey man, I'm having a bad day. Like, do you want to go get lunch? And I was like, oh, fuck, dude, I can't. I just can't. Like, yeah. I didn't want to be like, I'm going to a concert. Yeah. Like, I just kind of was like, I just can't. I'm really sorry, but I'll see you tomorrow maybe. But then I called her and I was like, yo, can you get ready in less than 10 minutes? Because Jake was 10 minutes down the street from her.
Oh, shit.
I was like, do you want to go to a concert? She was like, yep, I'm down. And then she was like, wait, who is it? And I was like, Toby Keith. She's like, oh my God, like I'm from Florida, love country. Let's fucking go.
Oh my God.
So Jake whipped off like the highway merge lane, turned around, went to Raffy's house. She was outside waiting at her apartment, like all packed and ready to go in 10 fucking minutes.
Did you even know if she could come?
Yes.
Yet?
Jenna like texted back just in time for this to all happen. So it was just so random in last minute. Every second of it, like
everything
down
was so last minute.
The literal fucking minute that we had to meet this girl. I don't
That's
know
incredible.
How it even
incredible
happened, but it was just so much fun. It was so much fun. I don't know why. I just had the best time ever.
I love that.
Me too.
Where were you guys standing?
Well, we were running around back and forth. So there was like a little GA like pit section. Mm. So we'd go there, but then we'd walk back over to like the VIP truck, and the VIP truck had like like two different balconies. So one on like a lower level and then one you could climb to the top of the truck and then go on the top balcony. And that's where I was posting all those videos of me just fucking throwing myself all over the place.
Love it.
So we were just running around the whole entire time and I had learned his whole set list in the car on the way there.
Y'all were listening on the way?
Oh, we listened to Toby Keith for 2.5 hours. Like,
oh my God.
So every time a new song come on, I'd be like, I know some words of this. I know 5 words. I got this. I fucking got this. But Rafi knew so many, but
oh yeah, I'm so happy that she knew.
Oh yeah, she was pumped that it was him. But it was so funny because I didn't like correlate like a country concert to the crowds that it draws. Mm. And I was pulling in and I was vlogging and I started seeing all the flags.
Oh, the Confederate flags.
And I just looked at Rafi with my camera out and I was like, dude, I didn't even consider where we were going.
Because
someone like commented and was like, why did you go to that? I was like, wait, no. Love country music in the summer. Love Red Solo Cup. But like
at a barbecue.
Yeah, like love a good country drunk moment. But I was like, oh my God, why am I in this crowd right now?
No, was it like
it was, yeah, it was definitely like everyone. But I was like, how did I end up here? What am I doing in my go-go boots here?
Yeah, your go-go boots.
It was so fucking funny though. I was like,
ew. I
but
can't
like,
believe that that's like allowed.
Yeah, it was fucking weird, but I was like, I just am not, I don't know.
But y'all were like in your own world,
yeah.
It seemed.
Oh,
I was looking at your story and I was confused on where you guys were because you would be at the
in
front,
a crowd and then on a bus.
And then you'd be on the side up top and then you'd be in a bus and then you'd be back in the front on the rail. I was like, what the?
And then I'd be holding Toby Keith's hand. The next second I'm like a football field away.
Now you're on his back. He's giving you a piggyback
ride.
Now
I'm on stage. Oh, I'm performing Red Solo Cup myself.
You got the mic.
I'm doing a trombone solo.
Trombone.
I'm doing it all. Oh my fucking God.
Rafi's on the flute. Why is there a flute?
Jake's breakdancing. Didn't know he could dance.
Now Caitlin's square dancing with a 60-year-old.
Don't know this man. Didn't know I could square dance. Oh my God. No, it was so
now you're breakdancing.
Random. But yeah, no one was like on the VIP truck at one point. So it was just me, Rafi, and Jake on it, just running in laps. And I was
love.
Like, this is everything. And oh my God, you know how a few episodes ago when I talked about that airport moment with those fans.
Yeah.
Where I was just like, I want to see you guys again so badly.
They were not there.
I met so many. No, those girls weren't there. But I met so many fans at this. I was like, what the fuck?
Aww.
I was like checking my DMs at the show. And one girl sent me like a video of me on top of the truck dancing. And was like, can I please come to VIP? Like, let me buy you a drink. And I just started messaging her back like, yep, where are you? Let's meet up right
just,
now.
Yep. You're so like intense when you're drunk. Yep.
Yep. Let's go. Where are you
I'm
right
hammered.
Now?
Yep. I'm hammered.
Yep,
that's
I'm
Caitlin
hammered.
When she's drunk.
J-Lo and yep, I'm hammered.
You're like, live, laugh, yes, I am J-Lo. Come on over.
I fucking can't, dude. But wait, let me pull out this video because it's so funny.
Did J-Lo come out?
Oh, J-Lo came out. All my comments on this video that I posted and also when I posted it on my stories was because it was the same day that the last episode came out and everyone was like, damn it, there's J-Lo.
There's
I was like,
J-Lo.
J-Lo is fucking here.
Your alter name is not Miranda, it's Jennifer.
I definitely think it's Jennifer.
It's Jennifer. And then Blackout is Tangled.
I gotta find this video though because it's me. Oh my God, literally me and this girl who was like, "Cheers, fucking brother, dude. Let's get
oh,
you a drink."
Cute.
And it's me and her just like vibing together, and we were just like so excited. I was like, "I'm so drunk. I'm having the best time ever."
Oh my!
And she was
gosh.
Like, "I'm like with my mom or something."
Oh!
And we were just sitting there like, "What the fuck is Jake doing in this video?" But then
do you
the
remember
next
her name?
Video, I don't remember it. But then the next video, I'm like, "Girl, let's like." Wait, I give a drop. I'm like, let's do the arm thing.
The arm thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like
my God.
Walking arms and just drinking together.
So college frat of you.
Oh, I know.
I love that. I love college frat, Caitlin.
College country frat.
College Caitlin. Country frat.
Like, what the fuck?
You're but calling her cousin all night?
Hey, cuz. Let's go to the fucking cocktail stand. I don't know. But it was so nice because I met so many fans there for some reason.
That's awesome, dude.
Like, it was just so random. One girl came up to me. She came running up to me and goes, how did you find out about this? Because she was like, why are you here? And
yeah.
I was like, bro, I found out about this 24 hours ago. She was like, of course you did.
I'm like, I'm not sure.
I'm like, I don't know why I'm here.
That was like a consistent theme throughout your entire story. It was just a lot of, what am I doing here? Where am I?
Does what anyone know on? How I got here?
I will make sure to join you next time.
Dude, you have to.
Do you think I would have had fun?
You would have had so much fucking fun. Mm-hmm. That's why I was so sad mm-hmm. that you didn't like go. I was like, come on, you can edit fast. Turbo speed. I know. I know it's
you
so.
Know me.
I know. But no, you would have had so much fun. That's what made me so sad. I was like, this is such a random environment that Sarah would have thrived in.
Oh,
you would have like
man.
Made out with a guy in a cowboy hat and everything.
Ew.
There were some cute guys.
That's the last thing I want.
There were some cute guys.
That is not my type. Maybe to like.
But
as
like
a
drunk.
Joke.
I was. There you go.
As like a joke. Like make out
a
with
drunk a joke.
With a cowboy. Ew. I. No. As a drunk little joke. I don't think I remember when I don't know if Jordan told you this, but I like accidentally made out with someone a few years ago at a music festival. And I was making out with him and I was so drunk I didn't even really like know what he looked like. And then when I pulled back, he was wearing a Trump hat.
I know, I never heard that.
And I like pushed him. I was like, oh my God. Ew. And then he was just like, ooh, that was hot. And all of his friends were like laughing. And he was like trying to like make out with me again. I was like, ugh! I like literally almost barfed.
Oh my God.
Uh-uh.
Nope, not here.
But yeah, so not going down that road again.
Yeah, please don't.
Unless he's like a cool.
Unless he's like
liberal. Yeah. Democrat cowboy.
Unless we have a conversation and clear the air before I kiss him.
We agree on the same things.
Wait, before we kiss.
He doesn't have a flag.
Tell me a little about yourself.
Yeah, seriously. Tell me all of your world views.
Just
before I
fast.
Kiss your face. That would literally be me though.
I would
drunk
support.
As fuck. Wait, so like what do you believe in?
Real
before
quick.
Before we do this.
Before I stick my tongue down your throat.
Who'd
you vote for?
What kind of person are you?
Yeah. Oh, who'd you? Yeah. Who'd you, yeah.
Literally, who did you vote for?
Yeah. Oh my God. How fun.
I know.
Next time.
Please. Yeah. I don't know. That was my random fun weekend.
Yay.
Woo!
Yay.
I had
congratulations
fun.
On 400K. What a
thank
great
you.
Way to celebrate that.
Hell yeah. I know.
And what now you're fuck? Going to fucking.
I'm going to London.
Today.
Tonight. Yep. After this episode. So. I don't even know. I found out the other, actually yesterday, that I have to quarantine there for 5 to 6 days.
Oh.
I am only going to have like 3 days out.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I'm going there for so long because like my friend has worked there. But yeah.
Oh,
so
shit.
We're like barely going to even be able to go out, which really sucks.
Yeah.
My suitcase is really interesting. It's all like comfy clothes and then like 3 going out outfits. But you know what? Whatever. I have 3 videos to edit. So yep. I am so down to just go quarantine in fucking London.
Yep.
And just get takeout every single day and edit.
You
I'm going to have
so
a chill
blessed.
Week. I'm so grateful. Like, I'm so excited. It's going to be a very random video.
That's going to be
that's
awesome.
For sure. Yeah.
Oh, are we filming the podcast remotely?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I got my mic packed.
Then should we not do the psychedelics episode next mm-hmm. time?
I need to see what my situation is.
Okay. Well, guys, maybe not next week. Just because
we'll
we don't want to do that remotely, I feel like.
Or
I feel like we need to be here.
Yeah. Fuck, guys. I don't know if you'll ever get that episode. Stay fucking tuned.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. But yeah, so I don't know. I'll talk to you guys in London the next episode.
Live from London.
Yeah.
I'll be in my office.
Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live. Live from London.
I don't fucking know, man.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching. We hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, random episode. We went all over the place today.
All over the place. But, you know, it's early.
Yeah. What can you expect?
Surprise. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm happy you're here too.
Me too. You guys can watch Cheers Brother every single week. Audio versions on Fridays and video versions on Sundays on any streaming platform.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeehaw.
Yeah, cousin.
Oh,
cheers.
Cousin. Dude, it's the fact that Toby Keith has a song called What's Up, Cuz.
No way.
I'll drink to that.
There you go.
I discovered that in my car ride.
Love you guys.
Bye.